Johnson Wax Program. Presenting Marion and Jim Jordan as Fibber McGee and Molly. Ted Weems and his orchestra open the show with One in a Million. Ted Weems plays One in a Million, I'd like to mention that millions of housewives have learned the easy, economical method of keeping floors polished and bright with Johnson's Glow Coat. This remarkable no-rubbing floor polish dries in 20 minutes, making your floors and linoleum beautiful as new, protecting them from dirt and wear and saving you hours of cleaning work. Order Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat tomorrow from a nearby dealer. Look for the attractive yellow can with the lettering GLO-COAT. Johnson's Glow Coat, made by the makers of Johnson's Wax. To 79 Wistful Vista, where, working on his third spectacular hit for the Wistful Vista Literary, Pinochle, and Drama Club, we find that eminent playwright and his severest critic, Fibber McGee and Molly.
McGee, whoever suggested you write another show for the Drama and Pinochle Club?
Well, it was kind of a matter of popular request, Molly. It was the consensus of opinion, you might say. You see, we...
Was it voted on?
Well, no, but...
I thought so. By request of the playwright will write another play.
Wow. Look what a success our heel author was. Right.
How much did it make?
Why, it made about, I mean artistic success. Yes. And believe me, this one is going to top it.
How do you top a flop?
What do you mean, a flop? Why, we'll have everybody talking about it. Like Jack Benny and Fred Allen talk about each other.
Say, by the way, McGee, That number that Benny plays, you know, the bee?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of it?
The bee? It stings.
What's this play about?
Cinderella.
Oh, yes, Cinderella, The girl who had to walk home because she lost her mule.
And Molly, you're Cinderella.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking of making you the fairy godmother, too, a dual role.
A dual role?
Mm-hmm.
Who would I have to fight?
Fight anybody. You see, in the scene where Cinderella meets Robinson Crusoe on the millionaire's private yacht, who should enter but Lieutenant Dinwiddie of the United States Marines?
Heavenly days, what a mix-up. Only two people could write a play like that and get away with it, McGee.
Who's the other one?
Well, I didn't mean you. I meant either a brave young man or an old coward.
Anyway, this handsome Lieutenant Dinwiddie comes in and he sees Cinderella in rags standing on the deck.
Oh,
yes. Hi, Sin, he says. Hi, Din, says she, fluttering her eyelashes at him. It's love at first sight.
Oh, yes.
Then Cinderella's old man, who is really the Tsar of Russia, Romanoff...
And his violin.
And... That's Rubinoff.
Well, an off is an off.
You see, I want to get some of the spirit of Garbo into the Cinderella part. That'll give the whole thing a boost.
Oh, you mean you'll get a lift with a Camille.
I'd kind of like to get Harper Wilcox to play the part of Lieutenant Dinwiddie of the United States Marines, but he's too old.
Too old?
Mm-hmm.
Why, Harlow Wilcox is a young man.
Go on. He's 98 that I know of.
Oh, 98?
Sure.
Well, how do you figure that out?
Well, I remember when I was 4 years old, Harpo was 8.
Yes?
Well, that makes him twice as old as me, and I'm 49.
Well, heavenly Pete, I wouldn't have believed it. Mm-hmm. He hasn't any wrinkles.
Oh, yes, I have. Some new wrinkles in housekeeping. Johnson's Glow Coat, for instance, to keep your floors and linoleum bright and shining with a minimum...
Otto.
Oh, excuse me. Am I intruding?
McGee's writing another play for the Dram and Pinochle Club, Mr. Wilcox. Mm-hmm.
And you see, in the fifth act, scene 9 is the drawing room of the Dinwiddies. Yeah, their country seat on Thunder Mountain.
Kind of a rumble seat.
No. Well, anyway...
I want to be Robert E. Lee.
Robert E. Lee isn't in this play, Harpo.
What of it? I can bring my own horse.
Go on, McGee. Write General Lee in for Mr. Wilcox. Oh,
he's my favorite character. Oh, come on, please.
No, sir. Robert E. Lee will not...
All right, I won't play. Not even if you beg me. So there.
Well, maybe it's just as well, Molly. I don't think old Harpo could handle smart dialogue anyway.
What smart dialogue?
Oh,
you back again, Mr. Wilcox?
You're going to beg me?
No.
I got my own saddle, too.
No.
I know where I can get a sword.
No.
I know three people who'd buy tickets to see me do Robert E. Lee.
Okay, you're in.
Thanks. Ted Weems plays There's Something in the Air, featuring Perry Como.
Something in the air that warns me to beware tonight. There is something in the air. There's music in the breeze. I never saw the stars so bright. There's something in the air. Though I find there's danger in your eyes, the thrill is new. I've been blind, but now I realize what love can do. I feel it everywhere. So whisper, you'll be mine tonight. There is something in here.
Backstage in the Wistful Vista Opera House, where we find Fibber and Molly preparing to present McGee's version of Cinderella.
McGee, how many tickets have been sold?
Search me. I've been too busy with the artistic side of things to bother about the dirty little details. I've been busy with costumes and scenery and scripts and stuff and things. Getting that sign off the front of the theater.
Sign? What sign?
Oh, they had a big banner hanging on a pole out in front. Here, I took it down. See?
Well, shake it out so as I can read it. This theater will be torn down March 1st to make room for parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what of it?
Oh, that's bad for business, having that thing out there. Where'll I put it?
Well, lean it against the wall with those flags, yeah, where nobody will trip over it.
There.
Ah, there. Mm-hmm. How's everything going, my little tree sheet? Hope everything's getting along all right.
Oh yes. I got everything under control, Boomer. Molly, I think you know Horatio K. Boomer, the owner of the Opera House.
How do you do, I'm sure.
Well, Catherine Hepburn. Enjoy all your pictures very much, my dear.
Oh, please, Mr. Boomer, I'm Mrs. McGee, not Katherine Hepburn.
Oh, Mrs. McGee, not Mrs. Fibber McGee.
The same, Boomer?
Yeah.
Madam, I'm dumbfounded. I'm flabbergasted, astounded, amazed, and taken aback. Imagine meeting a double for Miss Hepburn in my own little home of the dramatic arts. Well, of course, the light back here is pretty bad.
Katherine Hepburn, heavenly days. Of course, I have been told I do have her eyes.
Should have her salary, yes. Now, my dear Mr. McGee, I just came back to tell you a little news.
What's that, Boomy?
The rental price on the theater will be a trifle more than I'd estimated. Let me see. I have the figures right here.
Oh, hey, now, listen. That ain't fair, Boomy. You agreed
now,
to give
McGee, I'm sure Mr. Boomer means all right.
Certainly do, my little plum blossom. I certainly do. Now, let's see. Where did I put those figures? Let me see. Here's that telegram from Hollywood. Want me to book the last of the Mohicans. But unless they can give me the first of the Mohicans, we can't do business.
Yeah, but listen, Boomy, about that rent. You know
coming to that, my boy, just as soon as I find my papers. Here, lunch check from the restaurant. Must have gone out without paying this noon. See, careless of me, more careless of them. Yes, sir. Two checks for short beers. Well. Don't seem to be able to find the figures. Just drop into my office after the show and we'll settle the whole thing, McGee.
Oh, now, listen, Boomer. We can't...
Fine. I knew you'd see it my way, my boy. That's what the theater needs today. Adaptability. Yes, yes. Well, good day to you, Miss Hepburn. Excuse me, Mrs. McGee. All right, there, boys. Some new bulbs in those water lines.
Why, that dirty...
Oh, forget it, McGee. The play's the thing.
What play? Oh, yeah. Cinderella. Now, remember, Molly, you're Cinderella, and that's a fat part.
Don't be insulting.
Now, in the big closing scene, you got to be home by 12, see? Or your rich clothes turn to rags, and your coach turns back into a pumpkin. I wish we could do that illusion on the stage.
Well, that ought to be easy.
To turn a coach into a pumpkin?
Why not? Didn't we see our last car turn into a lemon?
Well, anyway, the clock strikes 12 off stage, see? Oh, hey there, stagehand. You got a clock?
Sure, Tavarich. We got a clock directing show.
What?
A dumb clock, and you're it.
And then you see, Molly, when you run off the stage, as the clock strikes 12, and... Hey, stagehand, we don't want that scene. Give us the palace backdrop.
Pipe down, Tavarich. We are stagehands, not you.
Huh?
We are putting scenery where scenery looks good to stagehands. If you are not liking that, who am I, Jake Schubert?
All right, boys, all right. Suit yourselves. Gotta be diplomatic with them boys, Molly. They can make or break a show.
Well, if they can make a show out of this, they're magicians, not stagehands.
Oh, here comes Silly Watson.
Oh, is he going to be the prompter again, McGee?
Yep. Hey there, Sil. How you doing?
How am I doing what?
Are you getting along all right with your prompting, Silly?
Yes, ma'am, but there's something I don't understand, please.
What's that, Sil? Something in the script?
Yes. Look here. Well, little old mean gal.
Cinderella's sister.
Yes, ma'am. Well, little Cinderella's sissy, she say. Oh, so you going to ball, is you? Well, what did she say here?
Where? Oh, there.
Yes.
That says sneering, silly. She says that line with a sneer. Understand?
Yes, and she's talking in her sleep.
No, silly. Not snoring, sneering.
I'm afraid, Sil, you don't distinguish between audible sleeping and supercilious disdain.
That's all right, Miss McGee. You can't hurt my feelings, none.
Oh, he wasn't calling your name, silly. He means that Cinderella's sister says that line with her lip curl like this, you see.
How much that little old gold tooth cost, ma'am? I'm not going.
Listen, Sil. We ain't got time to waste that way. That word means that character says that line real nasty. Now, you get the idea?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, I catch on now.
Fine.
She say that line with her lip up like this. Mm-hmm. Real nasty.
That's it.
That's the idea. She sneers.
She what?
I say she sneers. Sneers.
She sneers. But doggone if that gal ain't going back to sleep again.
Before we give you the immortal drama of Cinderella, Ted Weems plays his popular Roomba arrangement of Heartaches with Elmo Tanner whistling. While Fibber and Molly are putting the final touches on their great drama, let me remind you once more that Johnson's Glow Coat will put the final touch of beauty on your floors and linoleum, making them shine like new again, keeping them clean and bright, protected from dirt and wear. And you don't have to do any rubbing or buffing when you use Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat, the easy-to-use liquid floor polish that dries in 20 minutes and shines as it dries. And now, for the smashing, heart-throbbing last act of Cinderella. The scene is the ballroom in Prince Charming's castle. Everyone is dressed in court costume. A little wrinkled, maybe, but impressive. Fibber, as Prince Charming, is standing near his throne in purple silk knee breeches, a red doublet, and a yellow wig, slightly askew. All is gaiety and merriment. Silly Watson is prompting. So let the play go on. Overture. Curtain.
Why art thou so sad, my prince? Verily, thou lookest like Jonah.
What do you mean, Jonah, Duke?
Down in the mouth.
Slay me not with thy foul wheezes, varlet. I am weary of all this false glitter, this tawdry pretense at pleasure. It is but sham. It is but tinsel. I do not know what has come over me.
Tinselitis, I ween.
You what?
I ween.
Well, it's about time. A guy your age, Duke, you should... Hark! What cometh?
Another guest, my lord.
My lord, another guest. Make them welcome, Duke. And if it is a stranger within our gates, bring them whither, or snither, or... Don't bother. Go, varlet.
I go, prince. But, my lord...
Yes, my Duke?
I see it. It is a lovely maiden who arrived.
Ah...
Shall I show her to the galleries that she may see thy etchings?
Nay, scallion, or scullion. Fetch her hither that she may see thy print. You get it, Dookie, thy print?
Ain't funny, me lord.
Okay. So,
After who is he, boy?
What, Phil?
After who is he?
Quit sneering. Ah, maiden, who art thou which graces our palace? Methinks I have not the honor of knowing thy fair name.
I am little Cinderella, my prince. It is the first time I have ever played the palace.
Ah, my beauty. What charm. What beautiful eyes thou hast. Both of them. And thy two small ears and thy two hands.
Yes, your highness. I have heard thou likest double features at the palace.
It is true, maiden.
And all these noble men and swell dames, who are they? And who art that handsome nobleman standing there near the archway?
He is a duke, an archduke.
Oh.
Ah, but I forget it's my manners, Cinderella.
Thou never had many, Princey Wincy.
Stick to your line. Thrice welcome to my palace art thou, Cinderella. I will bid my court jester hither to make merry. Ho, what ho? Send me my jester.
Canst thou not maketh up thine own gags, Princey? Must thou haveth a jester?
Nay, but this sorry varlet could not findeth another sponsor. Ah, there, jester. What hast thee in merry quips this night? Speak fast, knave.
Ah, a knave. Hast thee then a navy, Prince?
That's a hot one. A knave from the navy. I heard a lot of snappy ones around the castle today, my lord. A muffed one in the moat, but I got over a dinger on the drawbridge. When I saw this gal's glass slippers, I was reminded of it.
Tell me, jester, why dost all jesters wear those cap and bells?
Well, it's a kind of a sign we're empty-headed, my lady. One nightcap and we're jingled. Oh, boy.
I see it. Now tell us thy nifty about me glass Oxford, funny guy.
Oh, this is a honey. You know, they say that people who live in glass slippers should never throw parties. Oh, boy. Am I fast tonight? I just heard a pip on the portcullis. A fella said, get a load of this one now. He says, did you hear the one about the glass blower who was blowing the glass slipper and had to sneeze? No, says I. Well, he says, he got an awful boot out of it.
Silly. What's next?
Lady in waiting, ma'am.
What?
Lady in waiting.
Lady waiting for what?
Waiting for y'all's next night.
Oh, yes. And who is this with thee, my Cinderella?
Tis me lady in waiting, Lady Wearybottom. Lady Wearybottom, meet up with the prince.
Oh, hi, Weary. Why don't you go mix with the gang? Go among my guests and drain a goblet of October ale. Ask my steward, Sir Jakey Goldberg, for some ailey-ailey. But don't get hidey-tidy.
Oh, thank you, Your Royal Highness. My goodness, you certainly do throw a nifty brawl. I'm awful glad I came with my ward, Cinderella. She's the fourth ward I've had, but I took the fourth ward because I know the alderman pretty well. I really came here hoping I could pick up a count or a duke or something since my last husband got his head chopped off by your executioner, but so far I haven't had a single nibble from a noble your wig is on, Crooked.
Well, thanks, Worry. Shall I have our court jester amuse thou? Amuse thou whilst I trip the light bombastic with thy fair Cinderella?
No, thanks, Prince. I've met him. I didn't believe he was a jester at first. He came right up to me laughing like everything, and he asked me, why does a chicken cross the road? And I said, how should I know? And he said it was because the chicken felt he was laying an egg on this side. He said that gag was sort of a divine inspiration, and I said, yes, he got his punnies from heaven. Well, you be a good girl, Cinderella. Don't look now, Prince, but your garter's busted.
A charming lady-in-waiting, girl. I will give her another audition soon.
Well, you'll need one yourself soon. I just saw 10 of them walking out on you.
Stick to thy script, wench.
You stick to yours.
Tell me, my Cinderella, wouldst thee tread the measures of a stately minuet with me, or would thee have a mazurka?
Ah, I loveth a mazurka. Did thee ever hear Bob Burns and his mazurka, Your Highness?
Better make it a minuet. Musicians,
strike up a stately minuet.
Hole and tiger, hole and tiger, hole and tiger.
Ah, it is indeed a lovely minuet, Prince. Tell me, what maketh thy dance floor so divinely smooth?
'Tis Johnson's wax, baby. And my steward says he saveth me great sums by buying it in the larger sizes. Forsooth. What was that?
Thou steppest on me slipper, Igernet.
Oh. Ah, then. We will repair to the royal balcony and sit out a couple of dances. We will sit out a couple of dances.
You said that.
Cue for the clock to strike. Hey, Sil, the clock.
You know, clock will work, Miss McGee, please.
Heavenly days.
Dead red and white. Hey, back there, the clock. Strike the clock. The
clock is not working right, Savari.
Oh, heavenly days, McGee. The show is ruined.
No, it ain't. I'll save it. I'll grab that American flag over there and wave it. That always gets them. Off stage, everybody. Where's that flag? Where is it? Hey, Ted. Here it is. Hey, Ted. The stars and stripes forever. Quick. I sure saved the day, didn't I, Molly? Did you hear them cheer when I waved the flag at them?
Well, no wonder they cheered. Look what it says on that flag.
What?
This theater will be torn down March 1st.
Made that play a success if old Harpo had presence of mind enough to jump in there and help out.
Oh, well, you know, you can't expect too much of Mr. Wilcox, McGee.
No, I guess not. They say he was left an orphan when he was 12.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What'd he do with it?
What? Good night.
Good night, all.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax, inviting you all to join us again next week at this same time. Until then, good night.
And this is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company. WMAQ, the Chicago Daily News Station. Fibber McGee and Molly will appear in person at the Fisher Theater, Danville, Illinois, on Saturday, February 13th, and at the Paramount Theater at Hammond, Indiana, on Tuesday, February 16th. WMAQ, Chicago.